In remote southwestern Queensland, two councils are planning to build their own high-speed internet network. The Barcoo and Diamantina shires are too isolated to get high-speed fibre-optic cable through the national broadband network. As Stephanie Smale reports, they want state and federal government money to help pay for their project.
For those living in many parts of outback Queensland, telecommunications services are patchy and slow. Bruce Scott is the former mayor of the remote Barcoo Shire that stretches across Queensland's southwest corner.
There is no fibre within 400 kilometres of Birdsville, 300 kilometres of Windora, and 200 kilometres of Viduri, so it's an enormous void.
As part of the federal government's national broadband network, the region will have access to high-speed satellite services, which could increase data speeds by up to 12 times. But Bruce Scott says a fibre-optic network is the only way the region can keep up as technology advances.
The National Information Superhighway is so critically important, and if we've got a second-rate service coming into these communities, what reason is there for people to stay? What reason is there for people to, you know, own and operate the service station, to be a teacher in the school?
And so the Barcoo Shire and the neighbouring Diamantina Shire are going it alone. They're planning to roll out 700 kilometres of optic fibre between five of the region's towns, including the popular tourism destination Birdsville, to link the region to the national network. It's expected to cost about $22 million. The councils say they can afford to put $6 million towards the project, but they'll need federal and state government help to cover the rest.
I've had some very positive responses from the Queensland government. Certainly no promises. We all know the Queensland government has got a very, very tight budget.
The remote shires are hoping the federal government's regional development fund will cover 50% of the project's costs. But telecommunications analyst Mark McDonnell says it's unlikely the government will approve funding if a high-speed satellite service is already planned.
The NBN Co is prosecuting a national program for deployment. It is the central agency involved, and while I can sympathise with people wanting to act independently and in the way telecommunications used to be organised, that was actively encouraged. Today, we're in a different context completely.
Some local councils in other states and territories are also investigating how to get access to the fibre optic network, but many will only have to pay to get the network extended. They won't have to build a completely new section. Queensland Liberal National Party Senator Barnaby Joyce says the Diamantina and Barcoo Shires deserve support to build their fibre optic network.
If you're waiting for the people to pay for it, they won't get it. And if you say, oh, well, that's fair enough, we'll just let them linger in the 19th century, well, then that's not an appropriate answer. We've got to make sure that we do what's within our power to bring the service out to them.
The federal government's regional development fund is currently on hold, but the government says another three rounds of funding will be rolled out before the next election.
Stephanie Smale reporting.